This is your psychic girlfriend, Robin Richardson. And if you're like me, you're interested in how the universe works and in all things mystical. So let's explore it together. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Hey, this is your psychic girlfriend, and I am talking to somebody who is pretty incredible, who I have known for such a long time, but we are actually catching up. His name is Micah, and he does cards, and we have a little bit of a history, so it's so good to talk to you. How are you tonight?
Yes, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. So tell me, what's been going on with you?
How did you get
going?
Okay, so I'd always, done the cards, played around with them, stuff like that. And I've always been, intuitive to, know things. I just feel like I never kind of put those things together. And I think you pushed me from, maybe 2010 to 2013 to start taking it more seriously. And then I finally listened. It only took me 3 years, but I finally listened. And I started doing them, more in-person readings. I still wasn't, confident doing them online. And then I started doing, phone and online readings in 2017. So it's definitely evolved, but I feel like it's something I can say I've done for a long time, but I don't feel like I started really feeling confident about it until 2013. And a lot of that was because of you kind of pushing me in that direction.
Oh.
Because I remember I would tell you about different things and the cards, and you would always tell me, I should pursue that and I should take it more seriously. And I feel like I was afraid at first to really just explore the cards. But once I got more confident, I feel like it just kind of flowed and it got easier. But I don't know that I would have gotten to that point if you hadn't really kind of pushed it for 3 years.
Well, I'm glad I could be your psychic girlfriend and yes. help you get going. So during this time, what are you seeing? What are, who is coming to you? Are they just normal people, or are there people that's really concerned about what's going on in the world?
Yeah, I get a good bit of everything. I will say a lot of people I feel like more people are now more connected to themselves. So I do feel like there's more of a consciousness. So now people are more open to getting general type of readings of what's going on with them and how things going on affect them. Whereas before it would be more limited to specific questions about specific things or people. Now I feel like people are just more open to what's going on. So it's definitely been a shift, I think, in the type of readings I've done over the last 3 months or so.
So who's your favorite kind of client?
I like all clients. I guess my favorite kind is, I like the clients that I like the clients that call and do not give me a backstory. I actually require that they don't, but I feel like some of them still kind of do, and I don't necessarily blame them. I feel like some people don't read the fine print on the website, or some people want to make sure I'm connected. And I understand, because you remember from when I used to call you, I feel like when you want a certain answer, you feel like the more information you give is better, because I used to be that way. So now on the other end, I think it's kind of different, because now I'm I don't want a backstory. I don't want anything to kind of change maybe the interpretation of my interpretation of the cards. So I don't want to say I have a favorite, because I feel like the clients that do give a backstory, I was them at one point. And the clients that don't give a backstory, that are just tell me what you get. It's kind of, I feel like it's more at ease sometimes, because they're not looking for a specific thing. So it varies, but I like all clients. I mean, like I said, I used to be that person that gave the full backstory, as you know very well.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's a, if it's a matter of people like, you know, just needing to get comfortable in the situation. I mean, do you find that, well, your clients are first timers or they're repeats or they're, you know, people that, you know, that go to a lot of different readers? What's your experience?
I don't know. I think my experience, I don't know necessarily, like every once in a while we'll get, you know, every once in a while I will get like a completely like kind of, I don't want to say like out of nowhere in a negative way, but I get somebody that just kind of, you know, is like a random, you know, person I'm reading for. I feel like a lot of it is through, I'll get a lot of like referrals. They'll say, oh, my friend tried you. Or I'll have people that are like regulars, email me and be like, hey, my friend wants to get a reading. Cause they'll pay for a reading for them. And then they'll be like, oh, my friend wants a reading, but can you call that, you know, this number instead of like calling me? So I think a lot of what I get is from like referrals.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, that's almost like the best kind, you know?
Yeah.
To have people like really already show up with a positive expectation, you know?
Yeah.
And a positive experience.
It's a lot of pressure sometimes, I feel like, too, because it's like, you know, unfortunately, I feel like I don't always, it's not often, but I don't always connect with everybody. Sometimes, like, I feel like certain situations just aren't meant to be seen at that moment, maybe.
Oh, that's a great, let's touch on that. Because yeah. That's what I have found. So, like, tell me more about your perspective on that. Like, when, what we're meant to see and what we're not.
Okay, so I feel like sometimes, I've actually had people where, you know, I feel like sometimes maybe I couldn't connect to their situation in that moment. So it's like a mixture. And I just feel like in that moment, maybe like they're still meant to like learn something. So they're not quite ready for like advice. Cause I feel like readings are, you know, like giving choices versus like making decisions for people.
Right.
So it'll be like, you know, this is path A, this is path B, this is path C, and kind of this is like what's showing up, you know, in the future for these, if you take this route or this route. And I feel like maybe sometimes there's still lessons to be learned because people will, I won't connect to, will call back months later or weeks later and I'm able to connect to them. Mm. And then there's some people that unfortunately I've just never been able to connect to. And I feel like maybe it's just like something with, not them, but just like our compatibility or, you know, connection. I don't feel like that happens often where I'm not able to connect, but it happens occasionally. Yeah. So it's, but I do feel like sometimes it's just like a temporary thing where I do feel like people maybe haven't been through that experience enough or aren't deep enough in it to really get certain clarity. I feel like maybe there's lessons that need to be learned, things that they need to go through. You know, if like the situation's still relatively new or in like a beginning phase, sometimes it's not as clear. So I don't know what, like, do you have that issue sometimes where you're like, you're not connecting in the moment, but you connect later on?
It's a, you know, when I do mediumship stuff, that sometimes I tell people right away, like, you know, if I don't connect, you don't pay kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because mediumship for me isn't necessarily my favorite thing to do because people are so, their energy is so, how do I put it? Like intense, I guess. And some,
yeah.
And that really can block communication,
but
yeah, you know, not often. You know, I think I've been doing it long enough to just kind of I can connect on some level.
Yeah,
You know, but I found, and I don't know if you do email readings, but I found that email readings are pretty cool when you can.
Yeah, that's what you know. I actually have people that I actually have people that get email readings that were once like phone readers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then they end up liking email readings because I mean, I feel like sometimes it's kind of different because I give myself a lot of time to do them. So I'm able to like connect well and interpret things. And I feel like it's not as much pressure sometimes because you're not on a timeline, you know, on a time frame for like a phone reading. And for them, it's really well, it works really well because they're able to like save that and go back and read it. So when things happen, they're able to like reference it. Whereas like taking notes or even you know, let's say you get a 30-minute reading, you don't want to go and listen to 30 minutes of what was being said. It's easier to just, for them sometimes to just read the transcript, basically, or that's read true. What was said. So I feel like it works out better for them sometimes. And then some people, I feel like, you know, do take readings better when it's like a phone reading. So I feel like it depends on the person and what they want to deal with. But I do like doing email readings, mainly because it benefits, I feel like it benefits the clients really well.
Yeah, I agree. And at, you know, when I first started doing that, I was just like, oh, let's see how this works out, right?
Yeah.
and I now can tell when I go into the, I call it my zone, you know, when I'm in the zone.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
You're like, all right, this is coming through.
Yeah, exactly.
I forget about grammar. Spirit world has no idea about grammar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it happens. I do think email readings are definitely, I guess I feel like I have more time to like really, and it's not that I do want to say, it's not that in like a phone reading, I wouldn't get the information. I feel like maybe I'm able to go a little bit further out or a little bit more in depth sometimes with an email reading because I have more time to like interpret things. So it depends. And then sometimes I do better with the phone. I think it just depends on like the questions, the person, different factors, but email readings I do feel are beneficial. I like getting them as well. So yeah. I like giving them, but I was, as much as I liked getting email readings prior to like starting reading professionally, and I do still get email readings occasionally from other people. I was apprehensive to do them because I was like, the people that I get them from do really well. And I'm like, I'll never be that good. You know, it's definitely when someone's been doing something for many, many years and you're new, you don't feel like you'll ever be as good as them. So I think that has happened with me as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you're doing it professionally. I mean, that's so exciting. I didn't know that.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, because I didn't know. I was like, you know, I didn't know how it was going to work out. And then it ended up working out really well. And it's something I like doing. I feel like I like the helping aspect of it because I feel like if people apply with what I get, sometimes it can actually help them a lot in life. So I like being able to like help people and like provide a certain perspective to them. So it's definitely something I feel like is like good for, it's just like good for the soul, I think, sometimes to just be able to help somebody in a way that maybe others can't.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Especially, and it seems like even more now, because what I get from you is that you're definitely someone that is a great advisor and guide and facilitates help and healing, where, you know, when people think of psychic or reader or whatever, okay, they kind of think the woo-woo, your dog's name is Skippy, you know, that kind of thing, party tricks. But, you know, my sense of you is really, and has always been like someone who wants to help and contribute. And, you know, so it's really cool connecting with you.
Yeah. I think, I definitely think it's like good to be able to connect. People always ask me about like the cards, like versus like other forms of reading, like other gifts. And I do feel like with cards, especially when, as you know, like when you do like a full reading, like a full general reading, sometimes I'll do like 6-month outlooks or year outlooks. And, you know, depending on what type of reading, like people are looking for. And I feel like the cards kind of lay out like a guide map of like what's ahead.
Yep.
And it's kind of like very concise. And, you know, for the most part, I do feel like card readings can be beneficial. I know some people think card readings are, I think there's not necessarily a difference between the different types of readings. I think it's kind of like the delivery, no matter what your gift is.
Right.
And I feel like with card readings, especially when you have like an intuition, because some people can just learn the cards and do really well. I feel like I've always kind of had that intuition that I apply to my readings. And I feel like it can be really beneficial in terms of like the big picture sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What is your favorite, what cards do you like to use?
The ones I'm using now are, they are actually called the Essential Tarots. They're just like the basic cards. I have Oracle cards. I'll say this. I don't use Oracle cards as much in readings. I just use like the traditional, just the traditional tarot deck. I forget the brand. I can't think of it, but.
Like the Rider-Waite.
Yeah, I believe it's something. And I'll do like the Oracle cards more so. Those are like, I do those more for like general purposes for like card of the day and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like the Oracle cards are not as helpful in readings. I feel like they're more like general. I've done like readings where it's just kind of like a general message of the day. And, you know, I'll do whatever card I get. But I feel like to do a full spread with Oracle cards, I don't feel like for me, it might work for other people. I feel like for me, it doesn't get across maybe like what I'm trying to say, or it doesn't like maybe help me put together what I'm getting intuitively. So just like the traditional tarot deck, I feel like is more beneficial for me. And then there are some more advanced decks that I feel like I haven't quite gotten to yet. And this deck though, I try new spreads. I actually, thankfully I do have amazing like clients that are regulars that will let me practice new spreads on them. So before I like offer it as a service, I'll practice. Cause I do feel like it's important to like practice it before I like, you know, yeah, give it to the public.
So. Right. Yeah.
Cause I'll try like little spreads. Like, cause sometimes I try to do like more like quick and concise readings that are maybe like a little bit more affordable. So I'll do like a horseshoe spread, which is really quick and concise. And I had no knowledge of that spread, you know, right away. And then as I learned and practiced multiple times on myself and on people close to me, then I started practicing on clients. And I'm like, listen, like, I'm going to ask you a question, or, you know, ask me a question, I'll answer it. And, you know, tell me how things play out. So like, it's a process when I learn new spreads, like before I offer it, I practice it. And then I tell them like, get back to me with the results before I'll offer it. So I've been practicing new spreads with it. So I think like I'm kind of in that place now of mastering new spreads before I get to like new decks.
Yeah, that sounds good. Oh my gosh. It's so great to hear you, you know, talk about it and with so much energy and vibrancy and positivity. It's like, I feel like Mama Bear.
Yes. Well, you definitely, I do want to ask you something though. About sure. So what card, when you are doing a reading, what card, like when someone's looking for a certain outcome or like a desirable, you know, kind of outcome, what card do you get that, you know, okay, like good things are coming? Because, you know, the cards can be a mixture. You might get a lot of bad things and then like the outcome card's good. So it's like, you got to go through a lot to get there, or maybe a lot of good cards and it's like, hey, things are good. And then you have, you know, a bad outcome. But what card do you feel like is the most, like one of the better cards for outcomes?
For me, I always look for the sun.
Okay. I like the sun. My favorite card for like outcomes when someone's looking for something, like for specific questions, not so much for generals, is the Nine of Cups, like the wish card.
Yes. I like, you know, like then that one too.
So when I get that, I'm like, you know, something good is happening. Like I always know that's like a good card. And I feel like for the most part, I do feel like the cards are like a combination of like good and bad. But I feel like when you get the wish card, when you get the Nine of Cups, you're like, okay, you know what? Nothing else matters.
Nothing this matters. Card
kind of like takes precedent. So I do feel like that card is really powerful, like for outcomes and things like that.
Well, I'm going to look for that now. So like for me, I read the Akashic records, but I use the cards to tell me a visual story.
Yeah.
And to help me with time frames. So like, what do you think about time frames?
Okay. So I'll get numbers. It's weird. I'll get like a number, cause that's the stuff that I don't necessarily rely on the cards for. That's like where my like intuition comes in. Uh-huh. Now, I don't feel confident giving a reading without tools, but I don't feel like I have to rely solely on the tools, if that makes sense.
So absolutely.
For me, it's definitely like a collaboration all the way around. Like, I don't feel like I could do one without the other. I will say, like, when I get numbers for them, mostly, like, they're usually like, you know, lower numbers, things like that. I don't get like 227, but I feel like if I get a number, like say I get the number 5, I'll get throughout this, like a general spread or throughout something, I'll get multiple cards with 5 in it throughout the spread. And it kind of like reinforces the numbers. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting a five. Like, it could be 5 weeks or 5 days or something along those lines. So I'm good with numbers, but not so much the time frame. So like the five, you know, could mean 5 days, 5 weeks, something along those lines.
5 years.
Well, for me though, see, well, it can, but I feel like for me, it just, it's weird. It's a feeling. I don't know if you've ever felt this. It's like, I'll be like, it feels far away. So I'm like, it could be like, if I get a two, I'm like, it could honestly be like 2 years. It feels further out. Or even possibly like if I did that today, it might be February of next year, which is kind of far out, you know? And I'm like, so I'm like, look, it's not going to be 2 weeks or 2 months in this case. But if it feels really close, I'm like, okay, like 2 weeks, 2 months, if it's like the number two, or, you know, 5 weeks, 5 months, something with the number five. But for me, it's a feeling of like far and close. And then I can say 9 out of 10 times the cards reinforce the numbers I get. And even when the cards don't, I go with like the intuition I get.
Yeah, me too.
Sometimes it's just nice to have the cards kind of reinforce that for you.
Absolutely. All right. Well, what else would you like to share with the audience?
I don't know. I feel like, I guess more so like for you, like what's going on, like what's with kind of like starting things back up, like what kind of inspired you to get back, like
want to take like a look at some cards and let me know. No, in all seriousness, for me, and that's a really great question, and well, you know, I've done, you know, Your Psychic Girlfriend for a long time. That's been my brand.
Yes.
And away from not, you know, from doing it full time, largely because I got a job in corporate America and I loved my job.
Yes.
Radio. I was using all my skills, really. And then, you know, COVID hit, and while I'm healthy physically and emotionally and mentally, my company, had to lay off people. And I was one of those people. But at the same time, you know, when something happens that you could say is, could be negative or bad or yeah, disastrous or all that stuff. I felt like this weird, odd relief. And, then I was just like, well, I guess it's time. You know, that was like the inner voice. It's
because it's something time. You've been thinking about for a while, right? Like you've been, well, I know set, like this, it was like a timing thing for you.
Yeah, I set the intention to be doing it full time within like the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I remembered you mentioning that. I seen that you had said that somewhere. And I'm glad you kind of got back to it, because I feel like your reading style was like different than, I feel like everyone kind of has their own reading style, but I feel like yours is kind of like, yours is different, because I feel like you give very like practical, like this is what's going to happen. Like these are the course of events like playing out, but your delivery, even when it's like not the best news, I feel like the way you deliver it is like really different, because some people can be really cut and dry with the bad stuff, or not so much bad, because I feel like it's not good or bad depending on how you look at it. But I'll say this one, it's something someone doesn't want to hear. You're really good at kind of not softening it and like sugarcoating it, but looking at the bright side, like you kind of see that silver lining, and that's kind of what I'm trying to do. I feel like it's important to be honest in readings. Mm-hmm. So I'm honest, like if something's not going to happen, I'll tell somebody. But it is hard trying to find like that right delivery, so you don't, like, you don't want people to feel like you're being like crass or you're just being like cut and dry. You want to make sure you're compassionate, but you also don't want to seem like you're being too like much of like a fairy tale type of reader where you're sugarcoating everything. So it's definitely like a hard line, and I feel like you have that part down really well. When you have to give like news that people don't want to hear. So I do feel like that's kind of been missing. So I'm glad you're back doing readings for that reason.
Thank you. I love reading and I love teaching. So, you know, the podcast is going to be a form of, you know, showcasing people who are out there doing, you know, interesting and cool things. And I'm so glad that you're on the show and,
yes,
you know, and hopefully build my own brand, you know, ultimately. Well, but
yeah, you know. Cause I mean, I remember your show when you, would like do readings, just like, and you were doing readings for people on like that platform with multiple people listening when people could call in. And, you know, even I remember just kind of listening in on like other people's readings when you were doing them all on the radio, and, you know, maybe wouldn't be what someone wanted to hear, but it was just always the way you delivered it was like so eloquent. And I'm like, you know, that's something that I strive to do. Cause I, like I said, I never want to give somebody false hope, but I never want to crush their dreams either. So it's really finding that balance between being honest, but also like in your honesty, it's like you see something they don't want to happen and trying to see like what the bigger messages or the silver lining. And I do feel like that's kind of one of your like areas you really excel in. Aside from just the readings in general, I feel like you're really like your delivery in general is really kind of different than a lot of people's.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that endorsement. It really means a lot to me. So tell people where they can get a hold of you.
Okay. So I'm on a website called Clairvoyant Chat. There's two other readers other than myself. So you would just go to available readers, and it's Micah, obviously. And there's different things I'm practicing and doing new spreads. So I will be offering like new services and different sales and things like that over the next few months as I perfect these new readings. And I am on Keen as well under Micah's readings, but I don't get on there. I haven't gotten on there as much because I feel like my private readings have been too much to keep, like not too much to keep up with, but too much to do both. So I haven't really had that chance to get on Keen as much as I would have liked to, because I've been busier doing private readings, which is a blessing and I'm thankful for, but I definitely want to try to make more time for Keen over the coming months.
Well, I think I might have a business proposition for you after the show. Okay. Because I really love your style. I love the energy. And I'll get all your information after we're done here, which is going to be in a minute or so. But I will put it in the body of the podcast so people can find you.
Okay.
And
yes.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to share before we go?
No, I'm excited to hear the other guests and other people that are going to be on, because I feel like there's a lot of people like I'm excited to hear from, and people that I feel like, you know, I've read with that have kind of like shaped how I do readings. So, and those are a lot of the different readers that I feel like from the like blog talk radio days are kind of I hope to hear from some of them and just see what's going on with them, because I feel like a lot of different people in that community, because it really was a community of people back then.
It really
that
was.
I feel like whether you were getting readings or giving them, I feel like it was a really like close-knit community in that little area. So I think it'll be nice to hear from people that I haven't heard from for years and just kind of see what they're doing and what's new with them. So definitely looking forward to this like revival, because I miss like just listening to you on the on blog talk and things like that. So
well, that's great. And I am getting in touch with a lot of those people. And if they want to be guests on the show, they can find me at yourpsychicgirlfriend.com. So thank you, Micah. I am going to put your information in the body of the podcast. And I, again, appreciate you so much.
Yes, I appreciate you. Thank you for pushing me to do this. Like I said, it took me many years to follow your advice, but I did it. So
I'm so glad. All right. This has been Your Psychic Girlfriend, and we will talk to you again ASAP soon, tomorrow. You live the psychic life. It's great. And see you soon. Thanks.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening to the episode. If you want to know more about Micah and his types of readings, take a look in the notes of the show or go to micahreadings@gmail.com. And thanks again for listening.
Hi, this is Robin, and in this episode, we are going to talk to Coach Lola Vanderstrand about her techniques, usually using visualization and audio sound that she has created for her clients to call in the kind of love that we're all looking for. Whether you're looking for love or already in a relationship, this is the episode for you. Enjoy. Mm-hmm.